see you back, Daryl, live and in person. So we'll let you
kick it off.
Kick it off, man.
Coach, could you talk about the role Vance Walker has played in your defensive tackle rotation for you this year?
He's done a very nice job for us in the rotation. I think he's probably been our most productive defensive tackle in terms of pass rush this year statistically. But he's a very good anchor point, has a good understanding of what we're trying to do, and understands his role, and that's to be in the rotation.
And his, you know, you can't, I guess it's hard for tackles to just look at numbers and see what they're doing. You know, how do you quantify his success in the defense?
Well, I think as a defensive tackle, you've got to really watch the film. You don't necessarily look at the stat sheet. They do a lot of dirty work, not only in our scheme, but in everybody's scheme in terms of taking on multiple blockers on most plays.
Good to get Dante back today.
Yeah, it was very good to get Dante back. Dante's been cleared to start practice again. It was good to have him back. It's a great turnaround from Sunday to Friday.
I know we've had this conversation before, but does there have to be some recognition on his point that, and he doesn't want to change how he plays, but if he doesn't, he could cost himself playing and practice time with the protocols and such?
We address it all the time, not just with Dante. There's a certain, there's a certain strike zone that you try, to hit when you're tackling. And there's, you want to keep the head, you want to keep the head out of it.
Did you have to, when guys don't make a Pro Bowl, and they probably should make a Pro Bowl, do you pull those guys aside and say anything to them? You know,
again, the Pro Bowl every year, there's guys that are very very deserving that make it, and there's a lot of guys that don't make it, and I think every team has guys that fit into that category, and of course. After the voting comes out and they pick the team, I let guys know what my opinion is of how I felt that they played and where they stacked up. But again, that's just one man's opinion.
How will you spend your weekend?
My weekend, tomorrow we'll practice. Watch the games tomorrow night, and then on Sunday we'll be back in here as a coaching staff, waiting to find out exactly who we're playing. It's possible that we'll know. Late Saturday evening, and that game could determine who we're going to play. If not, it's going to be late Sunday night. So we'll be in here on Sunday working on our preparation for the week.
What's the hardest thing about this bye? Everybody wants to fight to get that first round bye, but what's the hardest thing? There's a pro to it and a con, I would guess.
Well, you get out of a routine. That's probably the con to it. The pro is that you get to rest guys. We've been able to rest a number of guys this week in terms of their workload. Some of them have not even come out on the practice field. Some have taken a day off and been out here. We've been able to get guys rested. And much like the preseason, like I said yesterday, you want to have your guys as fresh as possible. That's our number one goal now that we've found out when we're playing.
You sense that Matt's poised for this next playoff opportunity?
Absolutely. Matt's had a great regular season for us this year. He's gotten the individual accolades. He's led our team through some tough ball games and been able to pull them out. And I think those experiences will help us in the postseason.
And Christopher Owens have only got nobody's interest this week. Is he hopeful that he'll be with the group too?
Chris has been working on the side. And again, we don't have to talk about injuries, but he's been working on the side, and we'll have to wait and see where he is. Probably of the guys, he's not as far along as the other guys that we've been talking about. And I do want to mention one thing. I know some of you have asked about Asante Samuels and whether he was injured or not. Asante's mother passed away earlier this week, so he's been with his family there in South Florida. So that's the reason that he has not been with us this week.
Just one last thing on Jacquizz is productivity. I think if you add up all his yards, he's over 1,200 yards, kickoff and rushing and receiving. Is that pretty much what y'all expected from him as a utility?
Well, he's done a very good job for us. His all-purpose yards, when you throw in his kickoff returns, he's a guy that helps us on special teams. He's a guy that can run the football and catch it, you know, and sometimes some of the passes that we throw are really run plays as we talk about how we're going to try to attack people.